Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, sitting in for just a moment while Richard had to step out. He will be back shortly. But next up on the clock, folks, we have the New York Jets. Jets, Jets, Jets. And Walt McLean, you have the pick.
Well, the Jets, keep in mind. No, you just took the Jets. I got the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, remember? That's right. I took the Jets.
You took the Jets. We were arguing about I took ETN or said ETN would be going
that's
there.
That's what you we had were Zaven arguing Collins. Over. Okay. Yeah. So it's Pittsburgh Steelers.
But it was ultimately your pick, which you took Zaven Collins.
I did.
The linebacker out of Tulsa is an absolute stud. He's arguably the second best linebacker in this draft.
And by the way, Travis Etienne is also a real good possibility. You're right there. I just think they need the linebacker.
No, the Jets need so much stuff that's why this pick is almost impossible to predict. It's, you know, what they feel at that point in time.
Well, who's Pittsburgh going to take?
I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this for me is, you know, Ben Roethlisberger came back. They restructured his deal. He wants to, you know, make waves one more time before he walks off into the sunset. But the biggest issue Pittsburgh has had is the lack of a running game. I think that there's two guys here in ETN and, more importantly, Najee Harris – that could help change that issue. However, while I think ETN is a better fit for what Ben likes to do since he likes to throw the ball 50 times a game, I think they want to get someone to change up the offense a little bit and allow it to slow down and kind of, you know, beat some brains in a little bit. So I think that the pick here is Najee Harris.
That's who I have.
You have Najee Harris.
Let me ask you this. Because, yep. Well, Najee Harris, he's 230 with good speed. But he's a power guy. He plays like he's 240, 250.
He's Derrick Henry light, right?
Yeah.
And I think that Derrick Henry has proved. Everybody said when he came in of, oh, you can't sustain that. You can't keep busting your head into everyone every single play and last any sort of length. And I think Derrick Henry has proved that to be completely wrong. And I think that Najee Harris falls very, very closely in that mold.
Yeah, and it's a lot like A.J. Dillon, who went to Green Bay last year. That kind of a big, bruising back. Mm-hmm. And by the way, what would be better for Big Ben than just to be able to hand it off a little more and wear teams down? So I really like the pick of Najee Harris, but let me ask you this.
Yep.
They need a corner, too, and Caleb Farley is – I know he's injury-prone, but he has fallen quite a ways. Caleb Farley, if it weren't for the injuries, is a top-10 pick.
Absolutely, and he's still
would he tempt Pittsburgh? Right,
I think he's tempting everybody past the 10th mark. You know, at the further he slips, it's got to be consideration for everyone simply because I think he probably is the best corner on the board. He's even better as far as coverage goes than Patrick Surtain is. However, do you want to waste a first round valuable pick on a guy that you don't know if he's going to be on the field or not? Now, one benefit you may have to a guy like Farley is that you have the fifth-year option, which I think is key, and I think that's why the first-round picks are so important.
Exactly.
So if he did get hurt, you technically have a redshirt year, but, I mean, the guy's gone from, what, knee injuries to foot injuries to he's just been all over the board, and it's a big concern for me.
You know, some guys are just brittle.
Yeah, that's true.
Nope. Some guys are just brittle,
They're
and
just
he's
bitten.
Out there having to hit guys.
They're just snake-bitten.
Yeah, I just don't know because I love, my gosh,
yep.
Farley when he's out on the field, though. Oh.
Yeah, he's pretty nasty.
He's a blanket. Okay.
Very nice to it. Who's next? Jacksonville. That would, I think, be Richard's pick, but since he's not here, I think.
Do you want to jump in on it? We can talk it.
Let's run through it. So I've got them down as needing, obviously, a quarterback, a tackle, a wide receiver, a safety. Pretty much just about anything.
Are we starting to get into the range of Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota, wide receiver? I mean, is this a little too high for him? Because, you know, I know he's not a blazer, but he does everything well.
Sure. You know, they're going to need some weapons for Trevor Lawrence. They really are.
Right.
And you've heard the Tim Tebow rumors, right? Have you seen that today? That Tim Tebow called up Urban Meyer pretty much and said, hey, can I come try out for a tight end for you? I kid you not. This is a real deal thing. And
yeah,
so
that's silly, though.
I agree it's silly, but it's kind of funny to at least talk about.
Let me ask you also, Aziz Aljalari is really dropping here.
He's dropped. Again, Farley's got to always be a consideration, and there has yet to be.
Because Jacksonville needs a pass rusher. They literally desperately need a pass rusher.
By the way, I'm back,
I didn't
folks.
Think,
who did you take with
I didn't
the Steelers?
Think Aziz would be here.
I took
Najee.
Najee? Okay, yeah, yes. That makes sense.
So we're discussing your pick, the Jaguars. We think they need a tackle, a receiver, maybe even a safety. But I mean, they need edge help. They need just about everything. So did you have?
Oh geez, well I got to go up to my pick here. Sorry guys, I had to deal with a. Well, you know Andy, the Russians.
Richard,
you know we are busy individuals.
Do we know what day today is? There's nothing more important than this.
Trust me, I'm with you. Well, there's all sorts of rumors floating around right now about your Aaron Rodgers, but no one's saying anything. Everyone's just saying lips. Again, the Jaguars need to hit. I'll be honest, Andy. Trayvon Morig, he's slipping a little bit right now, in my opinion. And they need a safety.
Is that the Indiana safety? Or
the TCU kid.
I don't put safety very high on their list of needs, but it is a need, and Morig is wonderful. Morig, however you want to say it.
I just don't know if they're – I mean, they could use some edge help. I just don't know if anyone has fallen enough here makes me –
ETN.
I'm going to go with Morig here. I think he's one of their...
Not a bad pick.
I think he's one of the... Well, again, he slipped a little bit, and so I think that makes... I don't know. Makes enough sense for me. So, all right, Andy, you're up.
Okay.
Who
man,
got
I got... And here I got Cleveland. And this is weird because they need a defensive tackle. That's why I actually had Christian Barmore going here, but he went higher. They need a speed inside linebacker. So another guy I wanted was Joker, but he went higher. So Cleveland's in a little bit of a spot here because the guys who I would have taken for them are gone.
Well, keep in mind, you're Cleveland. This is very much a Cleveland spot that could be a grand slam.
They can use some edge help. You can always use more edge help with Cleveland.
Well, and that's why I'm starting to look at Aguilari now. Aziz Aguilari, the
him or Owe out of Penn State. I like that kid a lot.
Owe is a freak, obviously. The guy runs an insane sub 4.4. But I'm sorry, the guy has no I mean, he's not ready. He is raw. He is ultra raw. And we got to keep in mind, Cleveland also added Clowney. Mm-hmm. So they've already got two, you know, very athletic guys, but they're not
let's be
edge
honest
players.
With
they're
let's
not
be
out
honest
space
with Clowney.
Players. These guys are defensive ends. Go ahead.
But let's be honest with Clowney. He's kind of there as a backup, right? Clowney's, I mean, he's not a backup. I'm just saying he's likely
no,
going to get
start.
Hurt. And No, but he's going to get hurt. Halfway through the year and then injured reserve.
But
so.
He'll blow someone's head
just my opinion is all.
You know, I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Aguilari. I didn't think he'd fall this far, and I really like him.
I like that one. I think it may be a little high, Andy.
Oh, I'll he's
be in some people, but I think for a lot of people, they may like that one. So, all right, Walter, you are up now here with the Baltimore Ravens, which is their first of two first round picks that the Ravens have after they traded with the Chiefs for Orlando Brown.
Well, real quick. The Cleveland pick that I would have made on that last one that is very Cleveland-esque would have been Farley. And the reason I say it would have been Farley is because they need corner help, and he's very much a guy that could be taken in the first round and never play it down.
Well, they're starting two high first round picks.
But one's a safety. One's a safety, one's a corner, so he would shore up the other corner side. Derwin James at safety, and then what's his face?
No.
No, you're Cleveland. You're talking about the Chargers.
No, I was talking about Cleveland.
You said Derwin James.
No, I said Derwin
James. Yeah, he's Chargers.
I'm talking about the safety. Who was the safety they just picked up the year that we picked Chubb when they
No,
should've...
they had Jabril Peppers, and he's no longer there. He's with the Giants now.
Oh, see? Well, cool. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm messing that up.
Yeah, you sure know, certainly are. All right, you're up. Well, you got to get your pick in here before we go to break.
Yeah, hey, really quick here.
By the way, they need a wide receiver here. I'm just saying, Lamar Jackson.
Really quick, the corners for Cleveland are Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams, both high first rounders.
And both are very, very good players. Denzel Ward's really come on.
So I've got the Ravens. The Ravens I have down as needing wide receiver, safety, tackle. I've actually got
they're getting old
I think that Osai from Texas is the guy. in this particular area for them. I think that he's, like you just said, Andy, he's very raw, but I think he's a guy that would fit in here.
They need a receiver.
I understand they need a receiver, but who are you gonna take? You have the kid from Purdue left.
So who are you taking?
Rashad Bateman, maybe?
Cosme? Are you going with Cosme here?
No, that's attack. Offensive tackle.
I'm going from Joseph Asai from Texas.
Okay, hold on here. Hold on, folks. This is just
OSS.
An edge, 60th ranked. Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay, so you're going to go the Joseph Asai.
Yep.
Or Asai, however we're going to call it.
Yep.
Okay, all right, fair enough with the Ravens. All right, so we are now we're going to run a break here really quick, but when we come back, I am on the clock.
What about Jason Owe, though? I mean, if you're going to go with somebody raw.
I agree. That's why I think it was a little bit of a reach, but it is what it is. Walter's a GM.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, when we come back, folks, we're going to, again, continue on the draft, probably finish up in this next segment, and then we're going to talk about it, talk about what to look for, talk about a few different things. And again, you've been listening to Richard Rush, Walt McClain, Andy Pate, and Charlie Grimes on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Geno's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio, and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa gift card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. And Geno's continues to service Leary's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when you're ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment, and be sure to check out all their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in today or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Find more guns and ammo at lower prices, only at Franktown Firearms. Everyone says they value long-term relationships with their customers, but the team at Franktown Firearms back up their words with actions by keeping their prices fair and their shelves as full as possible. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, the team at Franktown Firearms has developed a reputation for reliability, which allows them to keep their shelves stocked during nationwide shortages. Because they always have new shipments coming in, they haven't had to hike up prices, so you can find guns and ammo at or below MSRP. You will go back again and again to a shooting range and gun store where you feel respected, and the team at Franktown Firearms shows respect through reasonable prices and a consistent supply of guns and ammo. Fill out their contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for specific pricing. Franktown Firearms, where students become friends.
Follow me around. Go ahead and tell me. That was the last statement Senator Gary Hart made before he dropped out of the presidential race in 1987. By being ever accountable, you are free to do anything you set your mind to. Start your campaign now at klzradio.com/accountable.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And we're back on KLZ 560, Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush. Richard Rush here in for John Rush, my dad, who's out for a little bit and letting us take over and having a good old-fashioned NFL draft party as we always do every year. And guys, it's back in person. I know we don't have it on any screens here, but I'm just reading on social media that it seems like there's fans without masks and people are enjoying themselves. And, oh, it's going to be so good to see that, and I think there's, especially being in Ohio,
Masks, we're all gonna die.
Andy, you do know. Okay, nope, we're not gonna do it. We're not gonna do it.
You're the one who keeps bringing it up.
I just said there without masks.
How can you tell me that when we are on the 12th floor next to a window, and you tell me there are people without masks out there, I don't feel safe.
I'm telling you, well, you may have to, Andy, because it's pretty incredible. So we are in the middle of it. We're gonna finish up our mock draft here, and then we'll talk about a few different things that are kind of pressing and lots of rumors flowing around. So we'll just jump right in. I am up pick 28, the New Orleans Saints, who guys are trying to get into the top 10 right now. And I think, again, if they're willing to give the Broncos what they're looking for, I think they may as well jump up. But they're on the clock, and you know, guys, we were just talking about it in the break. I think they go one of two places here: either Rashad Bateman, or they go with Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech, a cornerback. Although I think it's a very, and mainly because Marshawn Lattimore just hasn't been kind of up to snuff, Andy.
He's still good, but you're right. He's not this dominant guy that he was supposed to be. However, Farley's a risk, and let's face it, Bateman is not. He's a sure thing. You know what you're getting there.
And I'll be honest, I think in this draft, more so than others, I think teams are going to go with the sure thing. I really do. I don't think they're going to take as many. Here's the guy. If a guy has questionable medicals, he's going to fall, you know, instead of maybe falling 10 picks, he may fall 20, 30 picks into the next round.
Exactly, because the guy with the questionable medicals cannot prove himself okay at the combine.
Correct. So with that being said, I'm going to go with Rashad Bateman, wide receiver out of Minnesota, who actually did take this last year off. And I'll be honest, he took it off because of COVID worries or whatever it might be. I think he would have been in the conversation, Andy, for one of the top 10 or, you know, first two or three wide receivers off the board had he actually played last year. Just my personal opinion. I think he's actually in the same conversation as Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle just because he's got that ability. I think he's even a more natural route runner than a Jalen Waddle even, although Devontae Smith's kind of in the next level.
Yeah, he is.
He's
just not as freaky.
Exactly. So, with that being said, Rashawn Bateman, Andy, you are up. Pick 29 and your beloved Packers. And this is, we're not going to talk about the Aaron Rodgers trade.
No.
But if that were to happen. So
real quick, not talking about the Aaron Rodgers trade, but just so you all know, the Broncos Super Bowl odds next year just went from plus 6,000 all the way down to plus 3,300. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. But we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, guys, I'm actually going to look to you and ask for some help here.
Uh-oh.
Okay? I want a little advice because...
Draft a quarterback.
Well, no kidding. And there isn't one there. But I was thinking Asante Samuel Jr. That's who I had mocked here for Green Bay. But when I did that, Caleb Farley was not available. Yeah. I had him going higher just because, guys, if he's healthy, wow. Okay, he's a top 10 pick. But Asante Samuel Jr., is probably the stickiest corner in this draft. He's undersized. He's 5'10". Okay, he's a little guy, and we already got a little guy who's a star on the other side in Jair Alexander. Do we want two short guys who are sticky as all get out, but they're both short, so you can throw high, or do we want to take the chance on a Caleb Farley, or do we get crazy and get ourselves a tackle or Trayvon, well, Merrick's already gone. So
I'll be honest.
Like Dylan Radunz.
You can see that. One of the people I would say take here, and I haven't seen him anywhere, but I know he's kind of a riser, and that would be Jahmon Davis out of Kentucky.
That's a possibility.
Kind of a freak. He's kind of a freak linebacker in the middle, very similar to a Devin White. Not quite as big, but just as fast. And
he
think
was considered
that
a third rounder just
was,
like just
he
like
was.
A month ago,
and he has shot up the board to the point where I really think that he could be, if it kind of falls this way, he could be the pick. Although I'm not opposed, and although obviously if you want Aaron Rodgers to stay there, I think you do need to get a wide receiver personally.
Yeah, but you just took him. Okay, and I'm serious. You just took the guy who I would have taken because
Bateman.
Because you're mean to me.
You don't take Elijah Moore?
No. I like Elijah Moore a lot, but no, I do not take him. I would have taken Bateman.
I mean, I'll be honest, based in this position with the Packers and where you're drafting, I'd like Asante, but I may take Caleb Farley, even with the medicals, because I think he's got the talent. And if you need him to, you know, if he needs another surgery, he kind of needs to take a redshirt year, especially if you end up trading Rodgers.
I think it's great advice, but I need to hear from somebody who did not take Rashard Bateman from me. So, Walt, what do you think?
I think it's got to be Farley as well, though, because with having that all-important fifth-year option for a rookie deal, and you're looking at a guy that is a top seven pick, you know, if he's healthy and there aren't the injury concerns, maybe even, you know, top five pick if it's not for the quarterbacks. I just think that at 6'2", 210 pounds, you got to have a guy like that to be able to body up some of the receivers and whatnot that the Packers are going to go against. You get two short guys with Asante Samuel and your other dude, they're just going to throw over top of them all day.
Yeah, and I'm with you.
Okay.
Because I had Farley going all the way up at Indy at 21.
I like
it. And he's dropped this far. I want him. I got him.
I like it. Yep. I like it. I think at this it's a risk worth taking. at this point in time, and then we'll see, obviously, what happens with Rodgers. So, all right, well, you are up with your last pick, actually, of the draft, which is the Baltimore Ravens. Or, no, sorry, this is the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Which is exciting because I think I know where you're going to go here for maybe a little help for Mr. Josh Allen.
Yes, sir. And you know that I value the running back position more so than I think both of you guys do. So
way more.
My guy here is...
I don't know. I'm closer.
You do like him a lot, Andy.
My guy here is Mr. Etienne from Clemson. I think that he's an absolute freak of a running back. There's a toss-up. There's a consideration for Javonte Williams, but I think Etienne is just too much of a
freak because you just picked him.
And a game buster to go anywhere else.
I'll be honest, Andy, I think that Etienne gives, as much as, you know, because I wasn't sure on Josh Allen, I think he gives that Buffalo offense a next level piece, and I think it gives them something that they really, really, really will value, and that's an outlet for Josh Allen to where he doesn't need to take the hits, doesn't need to run around as much.
You know, I'm actually going to disagree, and this is a place where I would then take Asante Samuel Jr.
And I could see that as well. I
would have him go to Buffalo, mainly because I'm picking Tampa Bay's pick two picks later, and I had Travis Etienne there.
Understood.
So you're messing with my head. So more because I care about me than I care about Buffalo.
Understood.
So isn't Asante Samuel Jr., isn't he a guy like Jamin Davis that as of, you know, a week or two ago, wasn't he a late second guy?
No. Asante Samuel
He's always been
Jr.
borderline first, second.
Yeah, and the thing is about Asante Samuel Jr., it's almost like he's running the route with you.
Depending on what you do at Tampa Bay, I think that if this happens, I think the Jaguars love that happens, and I think he's the first. If Asante Samuel Jr. falls to the second round, he's the first pick of the second round.
I agree.
So okay, with that then, we're on to the Ravens, who again got this pick from the Chiefs. They need a wide receiver. They need a tackle. They also need an edge. And I believe your first pick was the edge. And so as much as I want to take Jason Owe here, I can't because obviously if the draft falls this way, they will. So I think you've got to go with a tackle in this situation. And I'm a little bit higher on the Dylan Raduns kid out of North Dakota State than I am Walker Little out of Stanford. So with that, I'm going to basically replace – who's that? Orlando Brown, and essentially put Dylan Raduns. He doesn't even have to play left tackle. He can play right tackle, which I think is great for him. And I think that helps out the Ravens and obviously helps out Lamar Jackson and puts them in a great spot. So with that, Andy, we are now on to the last pick, which is the Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with good old, and I do mean old, Tom Brady leading them. What do you go with the last pick of the first round?
I don't know. Because honestly, I had Etienne going there. I would have had Merrick going there. Everybody who I would have had going there is gone. And it's just a really hard pick. Gosh, that's hard. And by the way, I also mocked Dylan Raduns to Baltimore there.
Yeah, there
so
you
it's
go.
Kind of
I like
funny
that one.
That you,
I do like it.
Yeah. Tampa needs a defensive end, but there isn't one here.
Well, there is. There's Owe. I mean, he's more of an edge, but
I know
he reminds me of Shaq Barrett. I think you could put him and Shaq next to each other, and that's like an embarrassment of riches.
They already have a crazy good defense. I mean, and they need a running back, but there's no way there's a running back worthy of this pick now that Walt messed with me because Walt's a mean person.
I think that they try to stretch out Tom Brady's career here, and you got to consider a lineman like a Leatherwood. I think.
Who do they need though? They've got two: Donald Penn and. Worse.
Alex Leatherwood, I think, would be a stud guy for him.
I think he would. I don't just think they go offensive lineman. I think they either go edge or corner.
Let me
I
be
think
honest.
They can,
I
never
I
have
would
too
not,
much good defense.
Let me be honest. I would not be. I like Leatherwood, but I would not be surprised if they trade down.
It's a prime position for someone to come back in the first round for potentially a receiver at this state, or maybe a quarterback, maybe a Kyle Trask or Kellen Mond to get that fifth year option for them. Just an idea?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, there's nobody good enough there.
No. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if you're going to talk about a trade down, that's what someone
okay,
trades
well,
up for.
Okay, well, what about getting crazy? I know they've already got wide receivers. What about adding one? What about Terrence Marshall Jr.?
Wide receiver?
Yeah, out of LSU.
And so where do they put him? You've already they, you they,
you
they've,
find okay. They've, tell, they've, tell, tell you what. Tell Goodwin's you what. Tell you what. Let's go back. Let's go back and let's get crazy. Why not? It's an embarrassment of riches. They don't need anything, okay. And I don't see a tackle who's worthy of this spot.
Okay.
Because Leatherwood, I love him, but I think he would definitely be a backup for mm-hmm. now. So what about going with Owe? At least you can bring him in on packages, whereas Leatherwood's just going to be sitting.
Well, I think you can, and I think Jason Pierre-Paul here in a year or two is probably going to be gone, and so that gives you a guy in a rookie deal. So.
I think Owe right now is an aimed rocket, okay? But he's a rocket, so let's put him in.
Okay.
What do you think, Walt?
Well, hold you. Actually, yeah, go ahead, Walt. We'll hit that before the break.
No, Owe, Jamin Davis, I mean – both those guys, I think, are decent. And also, you talked about Asante Samuel Jr. I know they don't necessarily need corner help, but you can never have too many corners. And he's a guy, again, this is you get this fifth-year option. Their guys aren't going to be good for, you know, they probably got three, four years left on them.
Oh, yeah, Asante still hasn't been taken.
No. So I think that that's a – I think that's a consideration as well.
Absolutely. Okay. Hold your thoughts here. We'll come back here after the break. We'll break down what just happened, talk about some of the fresh rumors, and just kind of give a wrap-up. Again, Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McLean sitting in for John Rush here on Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Get your auto body work and mechanical repairs done at the same place. Most people have one shop for auto body work and another for mechanical repairs and maintenance. But Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop can handle both. Al and Jamie Sturm are constantly looking for new ways to provide better, more convenient service for their customers because they're driven by one simple goal, to help more people. At A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, they do their best to handle everything in-house so you don't need to be relying on the dealers to get your vehicle back. Bring your vehicle into A Good Shop for auto body work, and they'll take care of your struts, brakes, and alignment at the same time. Auto body and mechanical work, all under one roof. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And we're back on Rush to Reason. Richard Rush here with Andy Pate, Walt McLean, and Charlie Grimes, keeping us in order, as always, Charlie, so thank you. And then we're in for the vacationing John Rush here. So we're finishing up our NFL draft. I'm just going to say a tweet that just came out. And we all know who Dave Logan is. He just said on the radio that a source told him Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos could happen tonight.
Oh,
now, I'm sure
goodness.
You're going to see. Here's the deal. I'm sure the source is going to say could. Could means a lot of things, right?
Big deal.
Yeah, right. Could, you know, we could win the lottery. Tonight. Is the Powerball tonight, Walt?
The Powerball is Aaron Rodgers. Right now, so, yes, the Powerball is tonight.
Walt, I could come back tomorrow having lost 20 pounds. I mean, a lot of things could happen.
You maybe couldn't. I maybe couldn't. You don't have 20 pounds to lose.
Fair enough. So, well, and that's where we are, folks, is, again, we just kind of finished our draft. We'll end up getting this to producer Ann. She'll get everything posted up. So, Dad, if you're listening, I'm kind of in the process of getting that to her real quick or posted where we need it to be. But guys, a fun draft. Well, let's real quick talk about kind of what we went over. Andy, any picks of ours, I know you were kind of writing them down, that stand out to you as, man, that team really, you know, I could see them really doing that.
They got really lucky. Well, first of all, let's stick with Owe with the 32nd pick.
Okay.
I'm going to leave him there. And Yeah, I think the way that we have this coming down, if you look at who the luckiest teams are, that if things just went really well, first of all, I think New England made a savvy move moving up to number 7 to get Lance.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that puts Denver in a tough spot because I don't think they want Fields as much as Lance. Of course, that could change now. if they get Rodgers, of course, that totally changes our draft, and we're totally wrong. I think the Giants were very lucky to have Micah Parsons drop to them at number 11. And I think, you know, we always talk about this. We slot all these guys in because we're thinking about the needs of every team. We're drafting for need for the most part. The first pick in this draft that we went to directly away from need and just best player available was me taking Jalen Waddle for Minnesota at number 14.
Yep.
Well, I threw away need. I just thought he was too good.
And I think, honestly, Andy, I don't think that you're in a bad spot doing so. I just think that when you get to that pick, I think in this year's draft, you're going to see some guys slip. You're going to see some trades happen. There's going to be some more craziness than ever before. But I think a lot of teams are going to go with the sure things. And Jalen Waddle, I think, is a very sure thing, as long as his medicals are good, which I believe they are, because, you know, he was able to come back and play in the title game even for just a little bit.
Yeah, and by the way, you guys tell me. I know that's how our mock fell, but do you really think Jalen Waddle's going to be there at number 14?
No. I don't think he is.
Maybe.
Because I think that the Lions, you know, depending on if they trade back or Carolina where they're at, I don't think they are. But if he is, I think Minnesota would have to look strong at it. But again, that's what happens in the draft. Like we talked about, Minnesota last year just picked Justin Jefferson, right?
Right.
So how could they? You're right. In theory, quotes here. How could they pick a wide receiver 2 years in a row? But if the board falls that way, and that's clearly the best guy on your board, why not go for it?
Yeah, well, because it was a combination of things. Also, you had just taken Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle for the Chargers, the pick before.
I know, I miss you.
Who I thought would have been ideal. So it came down to Quiddy Pay at that point or Waddle.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, what other steals do you see? I know that Zaven Collins, me putting him with the Jets at 23.
I don't mind that one, though. Well, I know you've looked at Zaven a little bit. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I like Zaven Collins a lot. I think that... Sorry, I'm a minimum. My goodness. I'm going to throw this
in
here.
Come on now.
Then we're going to come back to it. Sorry, a tweet just came out across that said that according to a source, Rodgers to Denver is as close to a done deal as it could possibly be. So, sorry, that of course was very distracting for me.
GY,
because it would change our, just like you said, it would change our entire draft. So actually, I'll come back to the Zaven Collins question, but let me ask you
a little distracted here.
Let me ask you guys a question here real quick. If this does indeed happen before the draft, number 9 ends up obviously with Green Bay. That's a no brainer.
Okay.
That leaves Justin Fields still available. Green Bay is not going to take Justin Fields. How does this change everything that just happened after number 9?
Okay, I believe if Green Bay gets the 9th pick from Denver, first of all, I think they take Micah Parsons.
Yep.
And so the Giants don't get him. And that means Justin Fields drops. And we're saying that New England has already traded up to number 7.
Right.
Okay,
Let's go on this ride.
Okay, let's go with this ride. New England does not make that trade.
If it happens before draft.
That's what I'm saying. If it happens before draft, New England does not make that trade, because why trade above Denver when they just traded out and got their quarterback? So New England either stands pat, or who do they have to trade up to get ahead of to get their quarterback? Nobody. Chargers don't need one. Philly doesn't need one. The Giants don't need one. Dallas doesn't need one. Green Bay is not going to take a quarterback.
Does Atlanta move out of that 4 pick then?
For
one of these guys that
I think Atlanta can move out of the
Washington?
Four. I think
Chicago?
No, I don't think they can go up high enough. I think the only I'll be honest, I think the only way Atlanta moves out is if the Packers feel, you know, obviously if they make the trade with Denver, get the 9th pick, several other picks, and then go in, because I think Atlanta wants multiple first rounders. They saw what Miami got, and that's the only way they, otherwise Kyle Pitts, right? We're saying that him and Trevor Lawrence are probably the most generational talents, right?
I think they stick with Kyle Pitts, but here's the thing. Suddenly, if Rodgers is added into this thing and he goes at number 9, right?
Yep.
Because now Green Bay's picking there, and they've already got their quarterback. They're not going to take one, okay? If that happens, then you look at teams like Washington and Chicago mm-hmm. wanting to move ahead of New England.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now picks like Minnesota, the Chargers, Philadelphia, and the Giants all become very valuable mm-hmm. for trade downs. Anybody who can put you ahead of New England at 15, mm-hmm. because now New mm-hmm. England all of a sudden has Fields and Lance possibly dropping to them. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. You've got two teams that are going to trade ahead of them.
Does it happen, though, if a trade – and I know we're talking hypotheticals here for if Rodgers happens and so on and so forth. If that does happen – then I think Fields does, because like you said it yourself, the Packers they're not going to take a quarterback in the top 10.
No, we have one.
So if that happens, so that's one less suitor that New England has to worry about. So depending on what happens at 3 or 4,
now you have two quarterbacks who are dropping. The question is, though, New England can't stand pat at 15, is what I'm saying, because Washington and Chicago then are thinking, oh my gosh, we have a chance to move up to get a quarterback without having to get into the top 10.
But what do they give
right?
up? What is Washington or – but in they're jockeying at that point.
Well,
in time.
First
what is
next
Washington
year. Probably a first next year.
To go from – because they're both 19-20, so we'll just say that's the same pick. To go to what, 11, 12?
Yes. They have to get up around 11. Well, I don't
– but they're not going to 11 because the Giants aren't trading 11 because David Gettleman never trades. So they got to go up to 12 for the Eagles.
But I think the Giants want Micah Parsons, but he'll be gone if Green Bay's sitting there at 9.
I think the Giants are okay with Parsons or the Joker.
The Joker as high as 11?
I think they're okay. If Parsons is gone, saying.
What else does New York need? New York, they need a wide receiver, a linebacker, and an edge rusher.
New York kind of sucks, guys. I mean, let's be honest.
So, I mean.
They do. I'm not disagreeing you there.
Okay. I mean, could you see Quitty moving back up the board to the Giants at something like that if Parsons is gone?
Let's look at let me ask you another question. You're right. Quitty moving up to the Giants is a possibility. Mm-hmm. But what about this? If Green Bay's at number 9, I think they take Micah Parsons, but what about Jalen Waddle there?
Oh, mm-hmm.
And put him across from Davante Adams.
Well,
if we're talking hypotheticals here. Walt and I are seeing a lot of chatter come across and nothing's the deal. I have no idea at this point in time. I would say if I was the Packers and you do trade up to 9. Davante Adams was just signed to a big deal, right?
Yeah, he's locked in.
So to me, yeah, I think you get him more help. Now, Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, come on, guys, this is what I've been asking for you know, 4 or 5 years now. But I think you do. You help him out, and because you're going to have multiple first-round picks for the next 3 years, basically.
Okay, here's an idea. About you trade down from 9 and you get more?
Well, and here, just for
I think that depends on the quarterbacks.
And just,
who's there?
Just for your reasoning, too, there's a tweet that said sources confirm the Packers asking price is 3 number ones. So you're going to have 3 ones coming off, according of
well,
course.
Well, so it would be one this year, a one next year, and a one the following year.
So you're looking at 9 this year.
So, like I said, so in the next three, this draft, next draft, the following drafts, you're going to have 2 ones. And you're going to have 3 ones. So it's legitimately 3 number ones that you're looking for.
Okay,
but hold that thought. I'm going to get your opinion when we come back. So, again, we're going to go into our final break, folks. Don't leave. We're going to wrap up. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Andy's going to give us his opinion because, again, he is our resident Green Bay Packer our fan, you know, knowledge bold educational speaker.
I'll be
all
the Green Bay's GM. How's that? Go.
The GM. And then we're going to kind of wrap
I'm
it
Green
up.
Green Bay's GM that you can pronounce.
You'd probably be better than him.
Not even then, though, because your last name is not. Anyways, with that said, again, Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McClain here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Because of the pandemic, Connect for Health has opened up a special enrollment period so you can switch to a different health insurance plan. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts for help finding the right coverage at the best price. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, and we're back on Rush to Reason. Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McClain, and the fantastic Charlie Grimes giving us some good old, goodbye music as Runaway Out. Plus, by the way, best football movie of all time, and Remember the Titans there. All right, so we just got... Again, we're flooding rumors. All sorts of fun stuff's going on right now, folks. If we had the camera in here, you could see we're just a bunch of geeks, and Charlie's sitting in there laughing at us because we're all just sitting here talking. But, Andy, before we kind of went to break, we gave you a scenario. Essentially, the Broncos trading for Aaron Rodgers.
And we get the ninth
pick. And you get the ninth pick, plus, ones in the following subsequent drafts.
Okay, first of all, if Rashawn Slater does not go to Carolina on the previous pick, he's going to Green Bay.
Yep.
Let's just get that out there now.
Again, I think that this very well happens to the point where maybe, again, the Carolina potentially trades out. I mean, there's some other things that happen, and Slater, I think, is there. Plus, you also got Christian Darrisaw, who's a top tackle that's available for your
Here's what I do if I'm Green Bay and we get the ninth pick. I trade down immediately because there are two quarterbacks – ready to go, Lance and Fields. I don't want one of them. Other people do. And I say, do you want to go to Dallas, to the Giants, or whatever? No, I go to Washington and the Raiders.
But here's the only question that I have for you. And I agree that that's definitely what you want to do is try to look back.
Or New England, sorry. Yeah.
That's definitely what you want to do is try to move back, because obviously you guys need much more help, especially when Rodgers is gone.
Right.
But who needs to move up? Because if you look at what the order is,
you're right. Nobody needs to move up except they've got to compete with each other, because New England and Washington and Chicago, you got three teams that are saying, we want those two quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, because you got Dallas, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Minnesota, Detroit. Maybe they want something for behind Goff. Arizona, Vegas, Miami.
Because Chicago could move up to any of those picks to get ahead of those picks. If you're Washington or New England, to get ahead of Chicago moving up, you got to move up.
So I think the one thing that you get in trouble with, I think the one thing that you end up getting in trouble with is I don't think I think that Justin Fields and Trey Lance are so close together as far as how people have them ranked and the upside
that they're willing to take either.
So until one of them goes, I think that the value is not going to be as high as what it would be for the other. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
No, it does.
I think it does. And again, I think a lot of it depends on what happens with the 49ers.
Okay.
I think if the 49ers buck what we were talking about, take Lance instead of Jones, then I think that changes the entire complexion, because I don't think people are as high on Mac Jones and Justin Fields. So I think it maybe falls. Maybe the Patriots or someone jumps up to 7 or 8 to get Fields. And obviously the Packers are in pick 9. Now maybe you do trade with Washington football team in that case.
Yeah, because, right? Okay, let's say that New England has already made the trade. All right, they've moved up. They've gotten Lance at number 7, like we predicted.
So you're saying
if they wait until
the 9th pick to make the trade for Rodgers, that's what you're saying? Oh, okay.
Right. In other words, they do it before the draft. They do it in the next hour or two.
Yep.
Okay.
next 6 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
The draft starts
in
6 minutes.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to get to that pick for, you know, a couple hours.
If the Broncos are going to trade for Rodgers, it's going to have to happen in the next hour, because they have to – The benefit...
Hour and a half.
Well, here's the deal. We were just talking about this, and some of the experts are coming in. You know, Mort Report, or Chris Mortensen from ESPN was just chiming in saying how the Packers really don't want to trade him, you know, with inside the NFC, right? Because you don't want to see him. So that kind of takes out the 49ers. So they're going to take their quarterback.
Well, Niners have nothing to
offer. Correct. And so for the... Really, it leaves the Broncos and potentially the Raiders, you know, if that is to be believed. But if you look at the situations and you look at the... Well, you look at that, then obviously the Raiders, I think, you know, are picking back at pick 17. So there's some time for this to take place. I think obviously in this draft, because the talent is top heavy, I think if there is going to be a trade that happens, it has to happen tonight, right?
I think it has to happen in the next 2 hours and hour and a half.
Yep.
Because our pick doesn't happen right away.
Yep.
Or the Denver pick.
Yep.
Okay. If it's the Raiders, obviously longer, and the Raiders would have to give their first, a second, and then another first. And, you know, I mean, they'd have to give more because they're dropping down 8
mm-hmm.
picks.
I agree.
So
again, all of this is conjecture right now. We're not sure what's going to happen. We're just, you know, again, three guys sitting here, you know, projecting. But this is kind of what you look at. So, all right, guys, we've got about 3 minutes left or so.
Okay.
Andy, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
What are the top two things that people, again, let's remove the Aaron Rodgers trade from it. What are the two top things people look for tonight?
I think they look for 5 quarterbacks going very early.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No. I think if Aaron Rodgers doesn't happen, you're going to see 5 quarterbacks go in the top 10, which is almost never going to happen. If Aaron Rodgers does happen, I think those 5 quarterbacks can go in the top 20.
Yep, I think
Aaron Rodgers totally changes the draft. That's what I predict.
Okay, Walter?
I can't focus.
Walt is all over the place right here.
I need
sweating.
I'm calling an Uber.
I'm going to need him. It's a good thing Richard's driving, because I'm going to be on my phone
because you got to check in.
Trying to figure this whole thing out. What are the things to take away from this draft tonight? I think it's going to be an absolute blast for everyone. Even if you don't like football, I think that some of the stuff that's going to go along with it is going to be super fun, because as we said at the very beginning of the show, I don't think anybody really has an idea about what's going to happen tonight. There has not been enough data on a lot of these guys, people sitting out last year, no combines, you know, virtual meetings, you know, interviews instead of face-to-face meetings. There's just so many weird things about it that I think that there's a lot of room for, you know, kind of a fluid draft tonight. And none of it's going to matter if Aaron Rodgers gets traded. That's all anyone's going to talk about. But other than that, that's what I think the biggest thing about the draft is.
I would agree. And again, folks, if you are tuning in tonight, again, I think I would look for that. And then, you know, this is a life-changing experience for a lot of these guys, or all these guys, right? You know, especially taking in the first round. You know, a lot of these guys have been playing football for, you know, I don't know, 10, 12 years, you know, at this point in time, and, you know, even longer than that in some cases. You know, since they were, you know, 3-4 years old. And so it's fun for them to see. It's fun for their families. And I think that they will really – well, and again, there's going to be lots of topsy-turvy. And this is going to be one of the first live sporting events, because some of the picks are there. Roger Goodell's been vaccinated, so he can, you know, go and hug them and all that fun stuff. Andy, you have something to say?
Yeah. 5 seconds each of you. Who's the Broncos quarterback after tonight?
Oh my gosh!
It's either Fields or Rodgers.
I think it's either Lock or Rodgers. At this point Rogers. In time, it's either Locker or Rogers.
Locker,
so,
Rogers? You don't, okay. think, you don't think we do Fields?
Nope.
I think it's Fields or Rodgers.
Not in this case. So
Rodgers for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for that clear answer, guys.
Absolutely. And with that, guys, we're going to wrap up here. It has been a fantastic time. We really enjoy it. Andy, thank you so much. You're back tomorrow to do movies and recap, which you could have a really interesting few
Andy,
hours.
We're
going to
be talking
recap.
About Rodgers so much tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, Walt and I are coming back tomorrow at 3, guys.
And Walt's going to do the same. Walt's going to join them. So join them tomorrow, folks. Again, movie reviews, a little bit of politics here and there, but not. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Again, it's been Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McClain, our producer, Charlie Grimes. Thank you so much, Charlie, for all of your help. And again, we've been sitting in for John Rush on Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.